brought to you by Penguin.
The Emperor's Babe by Bernardine Evaristo. Read by Sheila Atim.
Prologue. Amo, Amas, Amat. Who do you love? Who do you love when the man you married goes off for months on end, quelling rebellions at the frontiers, or playing hotshot senator in Rome, his flashy villa on the Palatine Hill, home to another woman, I hear, one who has borne him offspring? My days are spent roaming this house, its vast mosaic walls full of the scenes on Olympus, for my husband loves melodrama. They say his mistress is an actress, a flaxen Fräulein type from Germania Superior. Oh, everyone envied me. La bella negrita, born in the back of a shop on Gracechurch Street, who got hitched to a Roman nobleman, whose parents sailed out of Khartoum on a barge, no burnished throne, no poop of beaten gold, but packed with vomiting brats and cows releasing warm turds onto their bare feet. Thus perfumed, they made it to Londinium on a donkey, with only a thin purse and a fat dream. Here in the drizzle of this wild west town, Dad wandered the streets looking for work, but there was no room at the inn, so he set up shop on the curb and sold sweet cakes which Mum made. He told me this story a mill times. Now he owns several shops, selling everything from vino to shoes, veggies to tools, and he employs all sorts to work in them. Assyrian, Tunisian, Jew, Persian, hopefuls just off the olive barge from Gaul. In fact, anyone who'll work for Pebbles. When Felix came after me, Dad was in ecstasy. Father-in-law to Lucius Aurelius Felix, no less. I was spotted at the baths of Cheapside, just budding, and my fate was sealed by a man thrice my age and thrice my girth, all at sweet 11. Even then, Dad thought I was getting past it. Then I was sent off to a snooty Roman bitch called Clarissa for decorum classes, learnt how to talk, eat and fart, how to get my amo, amas, amat right, and ditch my second-generation plebby Creole. Zuleika accepta est. Zuleika delicata est. Zuleika bloody goody two-shoes est. But I dreamt of creating mosaics, of remaking my town with bright stones and glass. But no, numquam, it's not allowed. Sure, Felix brings me presents when he deigns to come west. I've had Chinese silk, a marble figurine from Turkey, gold earrings shaped like dolphins, and I have the deepest fondness for my husband, of course, sort of, though he spills over me like dough, and I'm tempted to call cook mid-coitus to come trim his sides so that he fits me. Then it's puff and chow, baby. Solitudo, solitudi, solituda.
Chapter 1.
Londinium Tour Guide, Unofficial. 1 minute it's hopscotch in bare feet. Next, you're 4 foot up in a sedan in case your pink stockings get dirty. No one prepared me for marriage. Me and Alba were the wild girls of Londinium, sought to discover the secrets of its hidden hearts, still too young to withhold more than we revealed, to join this merry cast of actors. She was like a ragdoll who'd lost its stuffing. Spiky brown hair, kept short because of knits. Everyone said she was either anorexic or had worms, but Alba was so busy chasing the dulcis vita that she just burned everything she ate before it turned to fat. She dragged me out on dangerous escapades. We were partners in crime, banditos, renegades. She said there was more to life than playing with friggin' dolls, like causing trouble and discovering what grown-ups did in private without getting caught. We were going to steal from the rich, give to the poor, keep 75% for ourselves, and live in one of them mansions with 1,000 slaves feeding us cakes all day, every day. But until such time...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?